The 2025 Subaru Forester is a redesigned model, but Subaru didn't exactly stray from the formula of the last generation. It's still a boxy small SUV with great visibility, adventure-ready versatility, and a no-nonsense approach to interior design. Its many upgrades for 2025 help keep it competitive, but how does it fare against the class best? Comparing it to the 2025 Honda CR-V is a great place to start. This highly rated and very popular compact SUV is a must-look for anyone shopping for a small SUV. It's well-rounded with few drawbacks, allowing it to appeal to a broad range of potential buyers. Edmunds Automotive experts dive into the details to find out which SUV is the better buy. Space and visibility. It doesn't get much better than the Forester's visibility. Boxy proportions, big windows, thin roof pillars, and a low hood provide an expansive view forward. Add to that the wide door openings and well-positioned seat heights, and the Forester is particularly well-suited to older drivers. The CR-V is the better choice for families, though, as it ultimately has more passenger and cargo space. It has nearly 2 extra inches of rear seat legroom and a much larger cargo area, how big depends on which powertrain you get. It's not exactly hard to see out of the CR-V or climb aboard either. Interior storage is better in the CR-V, too, especially in regard to the wireless charging pad found in upper trims. The Forester's is a slick pad without rails that'll have your phone sliding around or completely ejected. At least the Subaru's deep cup and bottle holders should keep your drinks in place. Advantage: CR-V. Interior technology. The Forester gained an 11.4-inch portrait-oriented touchscreen for 2025, but it's been in other Subarus for years. It can be slow to respond and its graphics look dated. That said, its huge icons are easy to see and tap. Furthermore, there are a lot of physical buttons and regular old-school analog gauges, which should make the Forester seem more familiar for those transitioning from an older car. The CR-V is hardly at the forefront of in-car tech either. The standard 7-inch screen is just okay, though the 9-inch upgrade screen found in the more expensive CR-V trim levels has more modern graphics. There are still physical controls, but in general, the CR-V looks and feels more up-to-date without making you feel like you've been beamed into a car from the future. Advantage: CR-V. Driving and fuel economy. The Forester will be available with a hybrid powertrain later in 2025 that'll improve fuel economy and performance. Edmunds has not rated it yet, so we'll only be considering its base engine, a 4-cylinder good for 180 horsepower. It goes from 0 to 60 miles per hour in a slow 9.2 seconds. That's not a big deal in city driving, but you'll likely want more oomph for easier acceleration for highway on-ramps or passing slower traffic. While our previous sections in this comparison were closer calls, the CR-V takes this by a mile. It offers a choice of engines, a 190 horsepower turbocharged 4-cylinder or a 204 horsepower 4-cylinder with a hybrid powertrain. Acceleration is at least a second quicker than the Subaru, both at the test track and in the real world. The hybrid feels strong and smooth. Fuel economy is basically even between the Forester and the turbocharged CR-V. Expect an EPA estimated 28 to 29 mpg combined for the Forester and CR-V depending on trim level. The hybrid CR-V gets a big boost to an estimated 37 mpg combined. The upcoming Forester hybrid is estimated to get 35 mpg combined. Which is better to drive? Regardless of powertrain, the answer is the CR-V. It's quieter and has sharper steering. The ride is more comfortable, yet it also handles better. The Forester is fine and will get you where you're going. The CR-V is more than that. Advantage: CR-V. Edmunds says, "This one wasn't close." The CR-V is Edmunds' number 2 rated small SUV, the Forester is number 12, and the advantages above reflect that. The Forester is still a good choice for those who prize great visibility and simple cabin controls, plus adventure-ready capability provided by its generous ground clearance, raised roof rails, and capable all-wheel drive system. For most buyers, though, it's the CRV. Blank. This story was provided to the Associated Press by the automotive website Edmunds. James Ryswick is a contributor at Edmunds. James Ryswick, The Associated Press.